Zim, A Baseball Life by Don Zimmer with Bill Madden. Prologue. It had taken him nearly 6 weeks to make the call. After contemplating the pain in his knee and the after effects of a severe case of the flu, brought on by a half-dozen cross-country trips at the end of the season, he decided he would come back for his 53rd year in baseball. On this day, Don Zimmer found himself strolling among the images of the game's immortals in the Hall of Fame. Outside, the grounds were covered with a fresh coating of snow, temperatures hovering in the 20s, and all those summers in Brooklyn, Los Angeles, Cincinnati, Washington, Tokyo, San Diego, Boston, Texas, Chicago, Denver, and the Bronx never seemed so far away. It was, as Zimmer observed, about the unlikeliest place he could ever expect to be at any time in his life, let alone 3 weeks before Christmas and 6 weeks before his 70th birthday.
"I still can't figure out why you want a 235 hitter like me here," he said to Hall of Fame President Dale Petroski, who merely smiled and replied,
"Because you're as much a part of this game as any of the people enshrined here."
It seems they wanted his uniform to be displayed as part of a special Subway Series exhibit, a request Zimmer could only find amusing.
"Imagine," he said, "all these guys on these great Yankee teams of Joe Torre, and I'm the first one going to the Hall of Fame."
As he would soon discover, however, they wanted much more than just his uniform. They wanted the man, and, most especially, his memories. To the baby boomer generation.